Hi, I'm Meryl Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. And it's a little cloudy outside today, but it's not too bad. But it's still chilly outside. So if I were you, layer up, people, because it's really, really cold outside here in New York. Because you never know what's going to happen. But, yeah. But wait, excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes, which is the Henry Danger Universe and HDU, and I recast both of these lovely shows. And yeah, so it's exciting. So we're starting off season 5 with a bang. So this is going to be the best episode because it's the season 5 premiere. So if I were you, this episode's going to be awesome and it's going to be amazing and it's going to be a good time. So thank you for tuning in when you're from the United States or across the pond. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen to me. And I hope I make your day a little bit better, is because who doesn't want a Henry Danger or Danger Force podcast to start off their day, am I right? So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, enjoy the season 5 premiere, and yeah, that's all I can say. So, yeah, I'm going to be happy, and it's going to be a great, great day. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest is this Saturday on New Year's Eve. That's right. It's always a New Year's Eve tradition to watch your favorite New Year's Eve traditions like this show and watch the ball drop. And Ryan Seacrest does an amazing job hosting the show every single time. He always gets New Orleans involved and Los Angeles involved. And it's one hell of a big party. So, I'm not going to be doing two things. One, not looking at social media at 3 o'clock in the morning. And two, I'm going to be able to get drunk that night. So, yes, if you want to watch the show, you can catch it on ABC at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, whatever you are on. And I am so excited to see Ryan kill it today, kill it on that show. So, make sure you go and check it out. And I hope it makes your New Year's Eve tradition. And it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be cool. And it's going to be a great, great show that night. So, it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be a great New Year's Eve. And this is the last podcast of 2022, y'all. I can't believe we made it up to this point. This year went by so fast. From Henry Danger episodes to Danger Force episodes. And you guys made it possible. And my Spotify rep, you guys went crazy this year. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you fans, this wouldn't have been possible. I cannot wait to see what 2023 has it for this podcast. We got Danger Force Season 3 coming up, so I'm so excited for that. And the remaining Season 5 episodes of Henry Danger. So I did the last two episodes as my first two episodes of this podcast. So I cannot capture the remaining Henry Danger Force Season 5 episodes for you guys. So it's going to be a great 2023. And this is the last podcast of the year, so I hope you guys like this one and to end your year off. So I'm excited and to see what the next year can bring for us. And it's Kimberly always did this for 3 years, which is crazy. So this is the last podcast of the year, and let's get it off. So I'm excited about it. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 1, season 5 of Henry Danger. Henry's birthday. That's right. This is the season 5 premiere of this show. I'm so excited. We're here at season 5 already, the last season. So I'm going to be crying about it, but it doesn't matter. But yes, I can't wait to show the remaining episodes of season 5 to you. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, I'm happy. And that's what that matters. So season 5, let's kick it off. Oh my God. Would you go and look at the time? I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So yeah, so keep it up with the plays, guys. Keep on following my podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, so you guys make me so happy. And what knows what this podcast can do. So, thank you for that, and I appreciate it. So, yeah. And this episode's about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 1, season 5, and the season 5 premiere of Henry Danger, Henry's birthday. That's right, this is the season 5 premiere of the show, and it's Henry's birthday, because you know, it's in the title. So, yes, I guess Henry's birthday in real life is the day of the episode, so this is gonna be super duper exciting, and everything doesn't go according to plan, yada yada yada. If you saw the episode, you get the point, but, yeah, so, can't believe that Henry's birthday is on that episode date, which is kind of weird, but, it's awesome. We got to finally know Henry's birthday and to see what this episode could do for season 5, and we're gonna kick it off season 5 with a bang with this episode. So, yeah, so I hope you sit back, relax, enjoy this episode, the season 5 premiere, and this is gonna be amazing, guys. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and who knows, maybe you'll like it as much as I did. So, yes, if you did see it, you like to watch it again, but if you didn't see it, this is your chance. So, yes, I hope you guys like it, and yeah, it's gonna be amazing. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, should turn on the speaker, whatever device that you have. It's because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started, and let's begin. Okay, so we cut to Henry's house, and we see Chris and Piper just fixing the stairs. I don't know what that's going to happen. And we cut to the top of the stairs, and Henry rocks up with a birthday hat on. And he's like, and he said, hey, hi. And he cuts to him walking down the stairs with all three of them. He's like, happy my birthday. Cut to him and say, happy my birthday. Cut to Chris and Piper and Henry in the background. Chris said, watch out. Henry said, watch out for what? And he stepped on the steps, and it caught him off guard. He fell down the stairs. Cut to Chris and Piper getting the look in their faces. It cut to Henry getting up. Cut to all three of them. It cut to Henry and saying, I think the stairs are broken. And he tucks off his party hat. And Piper said, yeah. And cut to Chris and Piper and said, Dad broke it while chasing a raccoon down the stairs. Henry got confused and looked at him and said, Raccoon? To Chris, next to Piper, said, oh, don't worry. He trapped it in the fridge. Cut to Henry, said, the fridge? And cut to Chris, and Piper said, don't worry. Cut to all three of them. Henry was going to the kitchen, said, we unplugged it and drilled some air holes. Cut to him looking at the refrigerator, because there was holes on the refrigerator, which was kind of shocking. To Henry, said, drilled? And cut to the raccoon screeching in the refrigerator. Cut to Chris said, yes. And cut to Henry said, animal control said they come and get it. Cut to Chris walking down, Piper behind her and said, so they come and get it, but it's a Sunday, so they might take it a while. They love brunch. Right. So cut to all of them, Henry going to the couch and said, so, can I open my presents? And cut to Chris going to her son. Well, Piper was just standing there and said, no. And he grabs the present from her son and said, not until your dad gets home. And so Henry said, aw, come on. And Chris said, no, Bert, no. He said, birthdays are a family celebration. Henry said, we celebrate together or not at all? Henry said, okay, all right. So Henry said, fine, where is he? When is he coming back? To Chris and said, he's coming. He's picking up your king and getting tested for rabies. Cut to Henry with all of his side looks and everything. And he gets up. Cut to all of them. And the door opens. Cut to Jasper and Charlotte and said, hey, hey, happy your birthday. Henry turns around and smiles. See his friends. He said, Henry, open my present, all right? And he throws it to, about to throw it to Henry. But he's about to aim at Piper. And Henry's, cut to all of them. And Henry said, watch out. And it hit Piper in the face. He's like, ah! It cut to Jasper and Charlotte being in shock. Cut to Piper getting up with Henry in the background. And he said, Jasper! It cut to Henry smiling and giggling. And Charlotte said, yeah. Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper said, I'm going to sit this down like a normal person. Cut to all of them and Jasper next to Charlotte said, hey, I'm normal. I'm just like everybody. And somehow he got interrupted with the smell of the fridge. He's like, cut to all of them, and cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, do I smell a raccoon? I cut to all of them. Chris said, air holes. Piper said, it's in the fridge. Cut to all of them talking. Cut to Charles said, wait, for real? He said, there's a raccoon in the refrigerator. It cuts all of them. It cuts Jasper and Charlotte said, yeah, it's on the other left side. It cuts to Charlotte just going toward the kitchen to check for herself. You know how the she is. And somehow Jake comes in through the door with scratches on his face. He said, hey, I got the cake. He said, and I haven't got rabies. Cut to all of them. And he said, Jasper said, cake. Cut to all of them. Piper said, congratulations. And cut to Henry going towards his father and said, oh, wow, Dad, that raccoon really got you good. Cut to Jake next to his wife, Chris, and Henry. I said, oh, these? No, these scratches aren't from the raccoon. Cut to Piper next to her brother and said, well, where are they from? Cut to Jake again with Chris and his son, Henry, and said, the angry mob at the Mexican cake store. So Henry next to Piper said, uno dos cakes? And he snapped his finger and said, correct the mundo. And he looked at his sister, and looked at his dad with his mom. I had to fight a bunch of people to get the very last Dos Leches ice cream cake. Doo-doo-doo! Cut to all of them, and Henry said, wow. Took Chris next to her husband, and Henry said, Dos Leches. And Henry licking his lips, so I'm not going to lie much. Piper next to her brother and said, 10 leches? He said, and one cake? Cut to Henry, and Jake was sending it down, and said, that's so many leches! And cut to all of them ab-libbing with excitement. And so it cut to them cake being opened. And there was some, like, Easter eggs, what the season's going to bring. And he picked it up. And cut to all back again. And he's like, all right. Cut to Henry next to his sister. Said, let's stop ab-libbing excitement. This cake before it melts. Cut to all of them going to the kitchen. And Chris said, I'll get the candle. And he said, okay, Mom. And cut to all of them going toward the kitchen. Cut to Charlotte by the fridge, said, wait a second, there's not actually a raccoon in this refrigerator. This is cut to the raccoon who grabbed Charlotte's hair, goes to the refrigerator, said, it got my hair! Cut to all of them towards the kitchen counter, and Chris said, Charlotte, while she was doing the candle thing, said, stop teasing the raccoon! Cut to Charlotte, said, let go, you little trash panda! And somehow the raccoon did let go, and Charlotte was in shock. She tried to fix her hair up and everything. Cut to Chris going to see Charlotte and said, now come on, we gotta sing happy birthday to Henry. And cut to Jake said, okay, time to sing to the birthday boy. And cut to him and said, right after I figured out which one of these little squares is my camera. To all of them, and Piper's like, oh my god, give it! And she's got the phone out, and somehow Henry's watch beeps and he looks at it. And that's when Jasper and Charlotte were a little bit concerned. I cut to Jake. I said, okay, all set. Turns out it was an application called Camera. And he about to record it and said, action. And Piper, Charlotte, Chris, and Jasper were about to sing to happy birthday. I cut to Henry interrupting. I said, yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Cut to Piper with all of them and said, hold on for what? Cut to Henry and said, and cut to Chris saying, where are you going? And Henry said, where am I going? I have always wanted a surprise party, so, you know, I'm gonna go outside for a while. And he was going to go to the front while his father is still recording and going follows him. He said, and then I'm gonna come back here inside, and, then you guys are gonna yell, surprise. He said, okay? Cut to Jake said, ooh, good idea. I got a great place to hide. He cut to Henry, giving the thumbs up, turns around, and he opens the door and leaves the house. And Jake said, that was a total lie. I have no idea where to hide. To all of them, somebody help me! And he was cut to all of them just sitting there while Jake was trying to struggle to find a hiding spot. And now comes to the Hart House front porch, making sure that no one's around when he was doing his watch thing. And he opens the garage and a hologram of Ray pops up. He said, cut to Ray and say, Henry, There's blood everywhere. Cut to Henry said, oh my God, what? Cut to Ray said, at the blood bank. Cut to Henry falling at it again with his angry looks. And Ray's like, ha 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 ha. Cut to Henry, Ray said, gotcha. Cut to Henry confused, saying, the blood bank? To Ray in the hologram form saying, yeah, you know, where they store blood for people who need surgery and all and medical attendance things. I'll never need it because, cut to both of them, to Cap, and cut to Ray said, I'm Captain Man. I'm indestructible.
Yeah.
Cut to Henry and Ray say, so, about the blood bank. To Ray say, right, yes. It's being robbed, and we gotta go. And we gotta go stop it. Cut to Henry and said, Cut to Ray said, I don't like the sound of that. Henry. He said, so stop it. Cut to Henry. He said, it's just He said, it's my birthday today. You remember, right? Cut to Henry and said, and when you're about to, and we're about to start a birthday party. So, can I just take the day off? Cut to Ray and said, crime doesn't take birthdays off, Henry. Neither do superheroes and their sidekicks. Cut to Henry and said, you took 4 days off last month to ride every roller coaster in Texas. Cut to Ray said, it was 5. And none of those were my birthday. Cut to Henry said, come on, Ray. Cut to Ray said, you know, someone else is celebrating a birthday today. Her name is Crime. Cut to both of them. And she's having her party. To Ray said, at the blood bank right now. You and I are both invited. And it's BYO Fists. Cut to him taking out his gum tube and said, so I'll see you there. And somehow he closed the watch up and he took his gum tube out and he's about to pop one in, but all of them were on the couch and Charlotte and Jasper were on their phones. And somehow Charlotte just got a text from Henry and said, ah, I just got a text from Henry. He said he won't be back for a while. Cut to Piper next to her and said, why not? Cut to Chris next to Jasper and said, yeah, ready to go. Cut to Chick just popping up out of nowhere and said, it's a trick. We still have to hide. Cut to Jasper next to Chris and said, in his text, he said, I gotta go. Make up excuse. Cut to Charlotte not having it. I was like, oh God, what is... And cut to Piper, confused, next to Charlotte, and said, make up excuse? Cut to Charlotte covering up and said, no, 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 not make up excuse. Make up excuse. And he said, yeah. Cut to him next to Jasmine said, he said he had to excuse himself so he could go buy some makeup at the makeup store. Cut to Piper being confused, and cut to Chris next to Jasmine and said, Henry wears makeup? To Jasper next to him and said, have you seen him without it? Cut to Charlotte with a puzzled look on her face. And that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We're at the... There are 3 scenes involved in this. And there's the Always Be Positive Blood Bank, Henry's house, and Henry's house front porch. So we cut to Stupid Jeb who's trying to break into a vault, which... It's kind of stupid on his part. And then we see 2 ropes coming down. One has Captain Man and Kid Danger sliding down on it. Jupiter's stairs like, ah! Why? Won't you open? And somehow 2 ropes come down. And both of them, Captain Man and Kid Danger, were sliding down on him. And he said, oh man! I said, that was my last hammer! And somehow, like, 2 ropes came down, and it was Captain Man and Kid Danger coming down them. And Captain Man said, hold it right there! Captain Man said, yeah, freeze! And then when Stupid Jeff turned around, and Captain Man and Kid Danger couldn't believe who they saw, and they were so angry, Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, ugh! Kid Danger's like, ah, come on! Captain Man said, gah, it's Jeff! Kid Danger said, I see that! Captain Man, he's so stupid. Continues like, I know that. I know that. Cut to Jupiter says, hey, you guys got a spare hammer? Cut to all 3 of them and said, Sledge. He said, if possible. Cut to Catamanix to Kid Danger and said, why would we have a hammer? And Kid Danger next to him said, and if we have a hammer, why would we give it to you, Jeff? Cut to Catamanix next to him said, and why would you try to rob a blood bank? Cut to Stupid Jeff said, because banks have money. Cut to all three and said, look at the eyes of that safe there. Cut to Catamanix Kid Danger explaining to the dude. They said, that is not a safe. That's a refrigerator. And cut to Kid Danger going past him, going to the refrigerator itself, and it opens. And he goes, turns around, grabs the lever, and says, by pulling the lever. And he pulled the lever. Cut to Stupid Jeff being in shock. Cut to him looking at Captain Man. He said, but the sign, it cuts it. It says, banking. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger making all these angry and confused faces at the guy, like saying he was stupid. Because he's Stupid Jeff, that's what he is. I said, and banks, they have money. Cut to Kid Danger taking out his laser and trying to pass out Jeff. And Kid Danger, nope, I can't do it. Not today. So he brings the laser and hanging his hands and says, not today, Jeff. I can't do it. I can't do it. Not today. Captain Man said, calming him down and said, it's okay. So he does it again and said, I can't deal with it. Captain Man's like, shh. Kid Danger said, I can't deal with it, man. Laser again. Cut to Kid Adam and said, shh, it's all right. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, sorry, man. I just really want to be at my birthday party right now. Cut to Captain Man said, hey, you never have to apologize for zapping Jeff. And somehow he used his hand to do it again until Jeff passed out. Cut to Captain Man said, now, go on, get out of here, birthday boy. Cut to Kid Danger being happy and said, really? And said, yeah, I got this. Kid Danger said, I can leave? Captain said, yeah, go on. And he pushes Kid Danger aside and said, thanks, man. And he was about to go to the thing while Captain Man was trying to do his thing. Cut to him and said, my dad went to the new Mexican cake shop. Cut to him turning around to Henry and said, doing his old cakes? Cut to Kid Danger said, yeah. He got the last Diaz Leche's ice cream cake. And Captain Man turned around and looked at him and said, Diaz Leche's? Kid Danger's like, uh-huh. Captain Man said, Diaz? Kid Danger said, that means 10. Cut to him go to the rope and said, Captain Man said, 10 leches? In one cake? Kid Danger said, see? This is the second time that he spoke Spanish, which that was pretty hard, but either way. Cut to Captain Man said, well, why aren't we at your house eating this leches cake right now? Cut to Captain Man said, because. And mocking Captain Man said, superheroes and psychics don't take days off. Cut to said, remember you said that? And Cut to Captain Man said, yeah, I know, but I want cake, so let's go up the rope. And they were about to go up the rope and said, okay, here we go. He said, ready? And Kid Danger's like, yep. Let's do it. And he says, up the rope, but somehow they had a little bit of struggle to get it up the rope, which was, what were they doing at this point? And cut to him, Kid Danger loses his grip, and Catherine tried all other options, and Kid Danger's like, it's really hard to get back up. Captain said, hey, he said, why don't you give me a boost? Kid Danger went towards him and said, huh? Captain said, yeah, then I'll give you a boost that way. Kid Danger's like, how am I gonna get up? Captain said, I'll give you a boost. Wait, gotta get, and somehow try to give Captain Man a boost, and he fell. And someone's gotta get a purchase. Cut to Kid Danger is like, you know what? I got an idea. Cut to Captain Man at the rope and said, gotta get a purchase. Cut to Captain Man said, what are you doing? That's not doing anything. And cut to Captain Man going at a couple minutes later, he tried to go to the rope and said, you having any luck at all? Kid Danger's like, no, I'm not. Cut to Captain Man said, what did you tie this thing to anyway? Because he is an air conditioner unit. Captain Man said, oh, yeah, smart. cut to him dragging up the rope. And Kentucky says, yeah, it's really sturdy. So don't really think it's going anywhere. And somehow the rope was dropping. He said, hey, what's that? And Captain Man looked up and said, heads up! And so they both went separate ways. And somehow the air conditioning unit just fell down. Captain Man on one side, Kid Danger on the other. And Kid Danger just looked at him. And Captain Man's like, Kid Danger's like, let's just work out the door. And Captain Man, agreeing with that decision, and he said, out the door! And somehow Kid Danger just opened the door with Captain Man right behind him, and they just walked out. And cut to the refrigerator, just raccoon screeching in there, and somehow Jasper was just trying to do the fanning the cake before it melts. Cut to people doing everything else. Cut to, and Piper just at the table, of course. Cut to Jasper and said, I don't know how much longer I can keep this cake from melting. Piper said, we better eat it now. And she grabs the knife and said, I'll go first. And Jasper stopped her and cut to Charlotte watching and said, no, no, no. So Jasper and next to Piper said, we have to wait for Henry. The Piper next to Jasper said, well, you gotta give me something, Jasper. I'm bored. I need something to do with my hands. I feel weird if I'm not doing anything with my hands. Cut to Jasper. Cut to Charlotte. Cut to Jasper. Well, then, use your hands to... And cut to the refrigerator. The raccoon screeches. Cut to Jasper next to Piper. Said, feed the raccoon. He said, he sounds hungry. Cut to Piper. Said, I'm not gonna feed the raccoon. He said, that's my dad's job. To Jake coming out of the couch. He said, I can't feed the raccoon right now. Hiding so I can surprise Henry. To Chris going toward her husband, said, honey, just feed the raccoon. I don't think it's going to be home for a while. Jake said, fine. And he comes out of the couch, said, but if I get out of my hiding spot, he comes home and sees me, I'm going to be very, and come to Henry walking the door with Ray behind him. And he's like, hey, I'm home. And Jake turns around and said, oh, come on. And cut to everybody, and cut to Henry with Ray and said, how's everybody doing? Cut to Jake and saying, surprise! And cut to him looking at his dad and said, and Ray, Henry next to Ray said, I brought my boss. He said, Ray? And cut to all of them looking at Ray. Cut to Ray going downstairs and said, hey, hi. He said, how's it going? And cut to Henry going towards his mom and said, okay. Cut to Ray says, so, where's the cake, huh? He said, let's eat that cake. Cut to Piper and I said, cake? Yeah, brother. Cut to him pointing at Henry pointing out his sister. Cut to Chris next to Henry and Ray. And Chris said, Henry, how was the makeup store? And Henry was confused, huh? Makeup store? Said, what are you talking about? And Charlie interrupted and grabbed Henry's hand and said, you went to the makeup store, remember? Grabbed Henry by the hand and went to Jasper and Piper. You sent us the text about the makeup excuse. Jasper next to Charlie said, which clearly meant you are going to the makeup store. Cut to Charlie said, clearly. Cut to Henry remembering and said, yes. Turns around and said, I was at the makeup store buying makeup at the store. So cut to Chris and cut to Henry said, cool. He said, yep. And cut to one of them and said, cut to him and said, uh-huh. Cut to Jake next to his son and said, what'd you buy? And cut to Henry and said, hmm? And Jake said, what'd you buy? And cut to said, that's a good question, Dad. What did I buy? I bought, cut to Ray, cut to Henry and said, makeup. Cut to Jake and cut to Piper and said, Piper said, well, where is it? And cut to Henry said, good question, sis. Where is the makeup? Okay, so, I don't have it, obviously. Because I, cut to Piper and cut to, he said, saw an ugly person on the street. And I gave them all my makeup because they were so ugly. Cut to Ray and cut to Jake and Chris for being so in awe. Jake said, that's our boy. And Chris said, "Aww." And cut to Piper and said, "And where you come from?" Cut to her pointing at Ray, going toward him and said, "Were you at the makeup store too?" Cut to all of them and Henry said, "Ah, yes." Cut to Piper turning around to his brother and say, "Yes, he was." Cut to Ray saying, "No, I wasn't." Cut to all of them and cut to Ray and say, "I was at the gym." "Yeah, it's a..." Cut to him taking his sweatshirt off and say, "It's a legs, back, arms, chest, fists, feet, and necktie." And somehow he throws the sweatshirt on to Henry's father. Cut to him looking at Chris. Cut to Henry said, "Next year." Piper said, "Hey, that was weird. Why are we using our mouth to talk when we could be using the same mouths to eat the Disleches ice cream cake?" Cut to Ray said, "I like where your head's at." Cut to all of them going to the same location again and said, "Let's do it. Let's do it. All right." Cut to all of them going to it and Ray next to Henry and said, "Hey, hey, it's happening." He said, "Here it comes." Cut to Jake, Charlotte, Piper, Jasper, Piper, and Chris again, singing to him, "Happy birthday to..." And somehow, Ray looked at his phone. And next to Henry said, "Emergency call." He said, "We gotta go." And somehow, Ray opens his big mouth. And cut to Chris said, "Emergency?" He said, "What do you mean?" And somehow, Henry gave him the look. And he turned around. And he looked at him, and he realized his mistake, and cut to all of them, and Ray said, "That's a good question, Henry's mom." Said, "It's, an emergency reminder." Cut to both, all of them, and cut to Henry and Ray at the exact same time, while Henry is crossing his arms. He said, "Emergency reminder for the birthday surprise. Then got to do for Henry." Cut to Jasper cutting in and said, "The fireworks?" Cut to Henry and Ray just looking at him. And cut to Jasper shutting up. And Ray said, "Yes, the fireworks." Cut to Ray dragging out Henry. Said, "The private fireworks show that only Henry and I can watch." And Henry was excited. Cut to Ray said, "Yeah, well, it's about to start, so we got to go." And Henry said, "I'm excited." So Ray said, "See ya, so don't start eating the cake without us. We'll be right back. Bye." And somehow he opened the door while Henry was there and closed the door both behind them. Cut back to the Hart House front porch with Henry and Ray. I said, "Hey," he said, "let's call Schwartz and see what the emergency..." And somehow he got interrupted by Ray's, like, "Pew! And Henry was just confused and just turned around and looked at him. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, "What was that?" He said, "What are you doing?" Cut to Ray next to Henry and said, "Oh, making them think there are fireworks out there." And Ray said, "Ah, it's a good idea. Pew!" Cut to them getting ready. He said, "All right, ready?" And Ray said, "Yeah." And Henry opens up his watch and his hologram of Schwartz. And Henry said, "Hey, what's up, Schwartz?" Cut to Schwartz said, "I just got an emergency call about the blood bank." Cut to all three of them with Schwartz. And Henry said, "Yeah, what about the blood bank?" Cut to Schwartz said, "Do you forget something? Like, maybe to take JF to jail?" Cut to Ray and Henry realizing that. And Ray said, "Boom!" He said, "Kablow!" With Ray hands over his head, cut to Henry angry, and cut to Schwartz said, "He's wrong with the same blood bank again, and you need to go stop him." Ray said, "Okay," and Henry turned around to face Ray. He said, "Henry, you go to the blood bank and deal with Jeff." He said, "I'll stay here." Cut to Henry and said, next to him and said, "And?" And Ray next to him said, "And that's it. That's the whole plan." Cut to Henry and said, being pissed off, he said, "Why do I have to go?" He said, "It's my birthday." And cut to him with his hand out. I said, "And those are my presents. And I would like to eat my DS Leches cake. Do-do-do!" because all three of them, Schwarzer's delicious. And say, yeah. I cut to him saying, kabrow! Cut to Schwarzer, that's 10 liches. Cut to him and said, right. I would like to eat those 10 liches, which is why I want Ray to go deal with Jeff. Cut to all of them, and Schwarzer, that's 7 more liches. And somehow Henry closes the watch. Henry just turns around to Ray and said, he said, please, go deal with Jeff. Cut to Henry had an excuse and said, just hear me out. Henry said, Ray said, kaboosh! Cut to Ray and talk to Henry and said, if I go to the Blunt Bank and deal with Jeff, shabba, boom, boom, boom! Your family is going to sing you happy birthday. And by the time I get back, the cake is going to be gone. And then I'm not going to get any cake. Henry's like, wow, these fireworks are amazing, Ray. Thanks. And Henry's like, go on. Cut to Ray and said, but if you go and deal with Jeff. And Henry and said, uh-huh. And right next to him said, everyone is going to wait until you get back to sing happy birthday. And then we both get cake. And said, boom! And Henry found out the point of that way he was going, and he said, dang it. And under his breath, and he takes the gum tube out. He said, okay. And he pointed the gum tube at him and said, but don't eat the cake till I get back. Cut to Ray with his hands up and said, I promise. And Henry said, all right. And he goes out of the screen, goes to the Blunt Bank. And somehow Ray turns around, goes to the house, and he opens the door. And Jake, Charlotte, Jasper, Piper, and Chris said, happy birthday. And cut to Ray holding, and says, nope. He said, it's just me. He said, Henry had to go back to the makeup store. Piper said, what? Jasper said, aw. And somehow Ray closes the door. And that's about it. And that's the end of part 2. Now here's part 3. There are 2 scenes involved in this. Always be positive. Blood Bank and Henry's house. So, stupid Jeff is trying to get the air conditioner out, which has no luck at all. He's like, come on! And he tries to do it again. He's like, grrr. And somehow Kid Danger just walks in the door and sees Jeff. Cut to Jeff looking at him and said, hey. Cut to Kid Danger's like, dude, he said, what are you doing? Stupid Jeff said, I'm trying to steal this air conditioning unit. Cut to Kid Danger, who was puzzled, and said, why would you need an additional air conditioning unit? Cut to him going towards the other side. He said, okay, so you know how I had to move back in with my mom? Cut to Kid Danger said, no, why would I know that? Stupid Jeff said, well, you know how she doesn't have any air conditioning in her apartment? The Kid Danger said, still no, Jeff. He said, still no, Jeff. And cut to Stupid Jeff said, okay, so you know how sweaty I get? Cut to Kid Danger's like, actually, that one I do know. Stupid Jeff said, well, not anymore, baby, not with this thing. Cut to Stupid said, help me get it out of here. So, here, see, I'll grab the ropes. Cut to him getting his laser out. And said, I'll grab the ropes, you grab my sweaty waist. And cut to Kid Danger. Cut to him several times. And said, let's snuck it out of here. And somehow, cut to Kid Danger doing the laser on him. And said, oh, why? And somehow he passes out on the floor. And somehow, we saw how Ray with the passed out Stupid Jeff. He takes out his phone. Calls Schwaz. And Schwaz, as Hans, picks up the phone and says, hey, so Henry, is everything okay? The Kid Danger said, yeah, hey, yeah, Schwaz? Well, he was pacing back and forth and said, I just zapped Jeff again. Cut to both of them and cut to Kid Danger said, can you come here and watch him until the cops show up? cuts to Schwartz and Hans on the phone and says, yeah. He said, here's the thing. Cut to Schwartz says, I'm kind of at a birthday party right now. Cut to Kid Danger knew where this was going. He said, whose birthday party is it, Schwartz? Cut to Schwartz and Hans is like, Cut to Kid Danger, who he was talking about, is like, Schwartz? Cut to Schwartz and Hans says, yours, okay? He said, I'm at your party. Cut to him with a German outfit. Cut to all of them. Cut to Kid Danger's like, why are you at my party? Schwartz and Hans said, I really want some of the DS Leche's ice cream cake. To him said, so I told your family I am a new neighbor who just moved in here from Germany. And cut to Jake with a beer, gives it to Schwartz and Hans and said, here you go, Hans. Schwartz and Hans says, Goose and Tag. And cut to Jake just sitting down next to Charlotte. He says, he's definitely German. Cut to Charlotte next to Jake said, yeah. Cut to Kid Danger said, okay, Schwartz, it's my birthday. I should be at my birthday party, not you. Schwartz and Hans said, listen, I'm sure the police will be there in a minute. Just wait until they pick Jeff up, and then you can go back to your party. Kid Danger's like, no. Cut to all of them. Schwartz says, oh, got to go. Cut to Schwartz. They're letting your sister open your presents because she needs something to do with her hands. Kid Danger's like, no, don't. So he got up. He got hung up by the phone, and somehow Schwartz just went with them. And somehow Piper just opened Henry's present up with a sweater that says Henry on it. And he said, I love it. And somehow Kid Danger was pacing back and forth. Some stupid Jeff woke up and said, did you know it's your birthday? He said, happy birthday. And so Kid Danger lasered him again. He was like, ow! And he passed out again. And somehow, we're back at the house. Jasper's still fanning the cake. People are doing stuff. And somehow, the doorbell rings. Then Ray goes to the store and get it. And somehow, Terry from Animal Control is at the door. Cut to Ray and said, what's up? He said, I don't live here. Terry said, I'm here to pick up the raccoon. And cut to Ray and Nick talking to her and said, it's in the fridge. They drilled air holes. Once again, I don't live here. We cut to her going into the house. Ray closes the door, goes to the rest of them. And Terry said, wait, is that a new of Leche's ice cream cake? Cut to Chris next to Jake and said, Diez. Terry said, Diez Leche's. Cut to Chris next to Jake and said, that's right. Cut to all of them. Terry said, she's beautiful. Cut to her next to Henry. Ray said, so many leches. Cut to Jasmine said, I don't know how much longer this cake is going to last. Cut to Piper said, let's just eat it. Ray said, cake, 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 cake. And all of them were cheering. Cut to Jake next to them. Cut to Chris saying, no. He said, no. He said, we cannot eat the cake until we sing happy birthday to my son. To all of them and said, aww. He said, cut to Ray bursting, kicking something. He's like, come on! Cut to Terry having an idea and said, why don't we just call him and sing him happy birthday over on Pearface? Come how Charlotte was concerned because he was in Kid Danger mode at the moment. To Piper and said, yes, that's a great idea, Animal Control Lady. Cut to Terry said, I got you, Henry. Cut to Piper said, not my sweater. Cut to Terry said, okay. And somehow Jeff was passed out and zoomed to Kid Danger going back and forth. And Kid Danger's like, ah, oh, jeez. Kid Danger's like, come on. Where are the cops? I want to eat my cake. And somehow his phone rings and he checks it out and it was his mom. Kid Danger's like, ah, oh, jeez. And somehow he had to take a gumball out and puts it in his mouth. And he blows it up. It pops. And he turns back into Henry. And he tries to look for a space so he could use the time with. so it didn't look any suspicious. So he found a corner. And he picked up the call. And he was like, "Hey, Mom!" To all, him looking at his mom and said, "What's up?" Cut to Chris on the phone and said, "Hey, Henry, there's a lot of people here and they want to eat your cake." Cut to Sheldon toward him looking at them and said, "And Jasper thinks it's gonna melt." Cut to Jasper, "I can't keep him cool much longer." He said, "I'm sorry, Henry. I tried." Cut to Henry with a puzzled look and looked at his mom on the phone. Chris said, "But thing is, we can't eat the cake until light a candle and sing happy birthday to you." Henry said, "Oh," he said, "good." Chris said, "So we're gonna sing over the phone right now." Cut to Henry, who's embarrassed, and said, "What? No! Don't do that." Cut to Chris said, "Everyone," he said, "get together." And cut to Henry said, "Wait, no, stop." And cut to Officer Hogan with another officer. He said, about to open the door. He said, "Hey, Kid Danger, sorry we're late." Cut to Henry just made a noise and just closed the door. And the officers were completely in shock. Cut to Chris, Piper, Charlotte, Jake, Ray, Schwaz, Terry, Jasper, and Jeff singing, "Happy birthday to you." Cut to Officer Hogan trying to answer in the door while Henry's on the other side, out of his Kid Danger uniform, said, "Kid Danger, are you okay in there?" Henry said, "Could you sing faster than that, please?" And try to hold it off as much as he can. Chris, Piper, Charlotte, Jake, Ray, Schwaz, Terry, and Jasper said, "Happy birthday to you." Because some of the officers wouldn't budge. And Henry stopped and said, "Thanks, love you, enjoy my cake." Chris said, no, wait, you have to make a wish and your candle. And he's like, and Chris said, "You didn't quite get it." Cut to Charlie doing is like, "Yeah, he did. Bye, Henry." And somehow she hung up the phone. And somehow he was leaning against the door trying to find his gumball tube. And he takes it out and puts another gumball back in. And somehow the two officers just barged in the door. And while Henry's on the other side, it made him fall. And the door just collapsed on top of him. And somehow he blew a bubble and it popped. And somehow the officers saw the glowing light underneath the door. And they took a look. Somehow they lifted the door up. And Kid Danger was behind it, and I was like, "That was a scary, thank God." Cut to Kid Danger was just trying to stand up, trying to face the other way while he was lying down. Cut to Officer Hogan with another officer and said, "What were you doing under the door?" Cut to Kid Danger and said, "Not eating cake." And somehow cut to back to the house, some of them all eating their cakes. Somehow, Ray wanted another piece, and Jasper slapped his hand and said, "What are you doing?" Terry said, "I want that piece." But Jasper said, "But that's the last piece, and you already had one." So, Jasper grabbed his hand and said, "We need to save that piece for Henry." And Ray said, "Unhand me, boy!" Cut to Jasper taking the piece of cake and going to the refrigerator, about to open it. They said, "Jasper, what are you doing? There's a raccoon in that fridge." Cut to Jasper, "I know. And if anyone tries to take Henry's final piece of cake, I'm going to let this raccoon out." Cut to all of them is like, and cut to Terry's like, "That's a bad idea." And cut to Jasper said, "I'll do it." To Ray said, "You don't have the guts." Cut to Jasper opening up the refrigerator. He said, "Get him, boy." And somehow the raccoon was on top of him. He said, "God," he just fell onto the floor, and the cake was on top of it. All the screams were coming out, saying, "Ah!" And some of them were running out the back door. And somehow Chris just fell down, with all of them trying to get out of the door. Chris said, "Honey!" Cut to Ray bending down to catch Chris and said, "Come with me if you want to live." Chris grabbed his hand and said, "Thank you." And cut to Ray getting Chris out. He said, "You're a really good runner. Have you been working out?" Cut to Terry just standing there, and Chris said, well, I've been playing tennis. Cut to the raccoon looking at the cake. And the raccoon screeches and said, Diaz Liches? Terry said, I'm not scared of you. And cut to the raccoon scaring her and said, ah! And just runs out the door. Cut to the raccoons going on top of Henry's final piece of cake. And he said, hey! And goes in the door and said, I'm back! And he closes the door. And he looked puzzled where everybody was and said, hello? He said, anybody there? And he goes to the kitchen. And he saw the raccoon on top of his cake. And he was calm about it. And he walks up to him, walks to the creature, and said, what's up? And he grabs the fork, and he takes a piece, and he takes a bite, and he was like, so many leches. He said, am I right? We look at him enjoying the cake, and that's about it. And scene. Okay, so I just recapped episode 1, season 5, and the season 5 premiere of Henry Danger, Henry's birthday. That's right, this is how you kick off season 5 with a bang, and oh my god, that was a great way to open up season 5, and that was the coolest thing that I've ever seen in a long, long time, and I gotta say that this season premiere of season 5 was good. It was amazing, and we finally know when Henry's birthday was. So, now we celebrate it in real life every single day on social media now. So, so I give this episode a 10 out of 10. What a great way to kick off season 5 premiere. I really freaking loved it. This episode really had to kick it off with a bang, and this episode was awesome, cool, and amazing at the exact same time. And what a great way to start season 5 off, and shout out to the cast and crew for kicking season 5 off with a bang. I'm so excited. So I cannot wait until the new year for another season 5 episode, so stay tuned for that. So that's going to be a new podcast of the new year. So, so I hope you enjoyed season 5 off with this, and in the new year, we're going to do the next episode. So it's going to be fun, it's going to be awesome, and yeah, so I give this a 10 out of 10, and that's all that matters. So, so the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And that segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve of 2023, hosted by Ryan Seacrest, is this New Year's Eve, which is this Saturday, and I am so excited. We always watch this on New Year's Eve, because Ryan Seacrest does an incredible job. He got LA involved, and New Orleans involved, and it's just amazing with all these stars singing, and it's a perfect lineup for this year to ring up 2023, and I am so dang excited. So make sure you check out Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, and it's on New Year's Eve this Saturday. So I'm so excited, and yeah, so it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and I'm gonna be I might be drunk, and I'm not checking social media that night, so yes, that's the two things that I'm not going to be doing on that day. So, but I will give you the content, though, just because it's fun, it's amazing, and yeah, it's going to be great. So, make sure you tune in on ABC and 8 o'clock Eastern Time, whatever you can find your channels. And yeah, so it's going to be good New Year's Rockin' Eve, and it's going to be amazing. So, stay tuned to that show. So, yeah. And this is the last podcast of 2022. So I'm so excited to end this year with this one. And I am so excited, guys. So I hope you love my podcast this year, whenever I'm on your Spotify rap this year or whatever. Thank you so much for tuning in after all year long. Can't wait to do it again next year, starting next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Can't wait to do a new podcast in the new year. So, yeah, so it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. This is the last podcast of the year, so I hope you like it as much as I did. And it's going to be awesome, and thank you all so much for tuning in throughout the year. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Yeah, and this is the last podcast of the year, so I'm really, really excited. And I recapped episode 1, season 5, and the season 5 premiere of Henry Danger, Henry's birthday. That's right. Henry got to celebrate his birthday at the end to try to eat this cake, which that was a good thing. And now we know the reason why that we saw Henry's birthday today, and that was his actual birthday. So we get to celebrate it on real life, including on social medias and whatever. So, yeah, and all because of that episode, now we finally got to know that. So, yeah, so I cannot wait to recap the remaining episodes of season 5 for you guys, and it's gonna be awesome. So since the first 2 episodes of my podcast are the last 2 episodes, I can't wait to recap the remaining episodes for you guys then. So it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be good, and yeah, the way they kicked off season 5 with a bang with this one, and it's really, really good. So cannot wait to do it all again in the new year. So tune in for another episode, and it's going to be a really, really good time in the new year. So it's going to be good, and this episode was fun. 10 out of 10, highly, way to kick off season 5. So, yeah, can't wait to do it again in the new year. So it's going to be a blast. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. I've been a fan of this woman since As the Bell Rings, and let me tell you, she is awesome with her music, whatever it's rock or pop or anything else. If you watched her growing up, watching the Camp Rock movies or anything else she's done, she is the woman with all the music, and she is amazing. Like, oh my god, she's part of my childhood forever. And when I heard her first album when she first started, it was amazing. It was awesome. And so Demi Lovato is the queen. She is the best. And I love her so much. So, yeah. So, it's awesome that she's around. And I'm glad that she's back up on her feet. So, yeah. I cannot wait to do that with you. So, yeah. So, this is the second song that I chose from her first album, Don't Forget. And it's called Get Back. So, if you've seen this video when you were a teenager, you know what we're talking about. It was in New York or whatever. It was on a platform on the water, and it was so cool. It was so amazing. She rocked that. So, if you haven't seen the video for yourself, go and check it out. She is awesome for what she does, and I'm glad that this video is around, and the song is so catchy. So, if you haven't heard from Demi Lovato's music, what the heck's wrong with you? So, yeah. So, Demi Lovato fans, if you've been a fan of Demi Lovato and you're a big fan of her music, she turned on the volume on your speaker so you can sing along, dance along, sing along. Because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So this is the second song that I chose from Demi Lovato's first album, Don't Forget, and it's called Get Back. So, yeah, so let's turn this party music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
You always do this time. Maybe you're the only thing that's been on my mind. Ever since you've left, I've been a mess.
You won't answer your phone.
I'll say it once and I'll leave you alone, but I gotta let you know. I wanna get back to the old days when the phone was ringing and I knew it was you. I wanna talk back and be young back like we're nothing, like we used to. Oh, kiss me like you mean it, like you.
for Demi Lovato, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Oh my god, every time that I hear this song, childhood just kicks in. Oh my god, and the video never, never disappoints. So, so Demi Lovato, you are the best. We love you. I love you so much. You've been a part of my childhood, like, forever. And when that song came out, when that video came out, I love that music, and you're the childhood hero that I always looked up to, and you just keep on rocking it. And when that song came out, you are amazing, girl. There's nothing like French Kiss. Oh my god, I can't. I absolutely can't, guys. This song, this album, everything. Oh my god, this was amazing. And if you're a fan of Demi Lovato, if you want to see that video, Get Back, go and check it out on YouTube. I highly recommend. This song was a jam back in the day, and it's still a jam till this day, and it is amazing. So if you're a fan of Demi Lovato, if you want to listen to this song, go put it on your playlist, guys. I guarantee it 100%. And if you've been a fan of the childhood stuff, go put it on your childhood playlist or whatever playlists that you have. Make sure the song is one of them. So I highly recommend on that, guys. Demi Lovato is awesome. She is amazing. And there's nothing else to it. So I love you, Demi. And hope you get the good in the new year. And it's a good thing to see you. So love you, Demi. We love you. And I hope to do this again very soon. So I can't wait to see more songs, Demi. And we love you so much. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to hear some of the podcast members that this podcast knows, or if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Camino, she has two podcasts out right now. Let me explain one of them. So, number one, if you love horror and if you love crime, or if you like both, go listen to Horror Crime. So, if you love anything horror, just go to there. And it's awesome for what Camino's doing. And it's only on horror, so you should go and check that out. She's awesome for what she does, and it's amazing. So, she's a friend of mine, and I'm glad for her to be in my life. And she has another podcast called Out Danger Girl. That's why she recaps anything Henry Danger, Danger Force, the animated series, or animated shorts. That's what the place for you could go. All of those is on the Danger Girl podcast, and we should go and check that out. I highly recommend it, guys. She's awesome for what she does best, and those two podcasts, and we should go and give them a listen. But back in the day, she used to do both of them in the exact same time, called Community. Unfortunately, that's not around anymore, but she's still doing what she does best, and I love her for that. So during her Community days, she was my co-host for the past 2 years. She's my co-host for some of the episodes. So if you want to get to know Camina about anything else, she was my co-host for those 2 weeks, whatever it's like, topics of the week, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or what songs of the week that we did. Go find Camina T in the description down below so you can get to know more about her. And she's awesome. She's my co-host for those 2 weeks, so I love her so much. So Camina, I'm so glad to call you a fan and a friend. Glad that I came across from you on social media. So Camina, thank you so much for what you do. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see what memories you have in 2023. Yeah, Camina, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week and New Year's. I gotta go enjoy this final week of 2022 and New Year's, but I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Remember, you're from the United States, across the pond, and I hope I made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want a podcast like this to celebrate their day, am I right? So, yeah, so thank you so much for listening, and this is the last podcast of the year, y'all, so thank you for so much for making me blabber, if you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in, and we can't wait to see you guys in the new year. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and make sure you stay tuned, because we got a lot more episodes coming, so stay tuned to that. So, yeah, but make sure you go and give my podcast a follow, that'd be really, really great. Also, you can find this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the Man fans know here and from around the world, like they're bored out of their minds at work or anything else, or vacationing, or etc. Or if you love Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU, and I am your girl for that. So, yes, and and also follow my social medias if you like. So go follow my social media platforms. The first one is MrHolland92 on Instagram. Make sure you go follow me over there. Check it out. Just posted a new photo. I'm wishing you guys a happy Merry Christmas and happy holidays. I post a tree every single year on Christmas Day. So make sure you go check that post out. I highly recommend. Make sure you put it on your stories. Like it, share it, anything that you can. So thank you guys so much, and hope you have a happy holidays. So go check out that photo. That would mean a lot. You should go follow that account. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. But if you're a movie fan out there, I got a podcast of mine for you to follow. It's called Marilyn Susan, and I do all my reviews whenever it's movies and everything else and TV shows from Marvel, Star Wars, DC, you actually name it. I have my reviews on there, so they are my opinions on reviews, so you don't have to agree on everything that I say. But yes, if you're looking for a movie to watch, I highly recommend going to my Marilyn Susan account if you're looking for a movie that really does a date and a review that really blows out of the water. So yes, so go follow my Marilyn Susan account on Instagram. That would be awesome if you're a movie and TV lover, so make sure you go and check that out. But if you follow me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, it's the same except concept. Whatever, it's award shows, TV shows that I like, from Marvel, Star Wars, anything DC or anything movies, I got you covered on that Twitter account. So make sure you go and follow me on Twitter, and that would be really, really awesome. But during the beginning of the account, I talked about the most cutest, famous man in the entire world, Jace Norman. Heck, you know, I love that guy. So make sure you go follow my Twitter account, Miss.Norman1992, to get all of the reviews on there. It's awesome. It's amazing. And I leave pictures of the dresses of that night for award shows. So, yeah. So make sure you go follow that Twitter account. That would be great. And, yeah. And I'm very, very happy. So, and if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Go to Miss.Holland1992 if you're following me on Instagram. There's a link in my bio. Go check that out as well. It's in the link in my bio over there. But if you're following me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, the link is in my bio over there as well. So if you're following me on Instagram or Twitter, here's what you got to do. Go to my bio, which is those two platforms, and click on the link. So you click on the link. It will take you directly to the podcast page. And go to more platforms. So click on that button, and you see a podcast provider that you are subscribed to. Just click on that. Just sign your account in, and boom, and press that follow button, and get the notifications, and boom, I've joined the Man Fan family. So yes, if you're a new follower, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HGU and the Henry Danger universe. And my goal is to make you guys comfortable. So if you're new to this ride, I suggest that I highly recommend this to your kids, whatever you're fans of the show or not. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I hope you get comfortable. And I hope you have an amazing time in your life. So let's go. I'm excited, and welcome to the ride, and I'm so excited for you to come and follow me. So thank you. But to the returning followers, I just want to say thank you to listening to all of my podcasts in 2022. You are absolutely amazing. 2 years ago, I started this because of the pandemic and the quarantine to make you guys happy throughout this process. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you don't know me, but I just want to say thank you so much. Whenever you're from the United States or around the world, you guys mean a lot to me. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Without you guys, this wouldn't have been possible. And I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a lot of things coming in 2023, like the season 3 of Danger Force. I cannot wait to recap those episodes for you guys as well. And we're going to be finishing Henry Danger off with a bang with those episodes coming. So stay tuned, guys. So 2023 is going to be a lot for this podcast. So I cannot wait to start New Year off with a bang next week. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. I hope you tune in then. And I love you guys so much. And without you guys, this wouldn't have been possible. And I love you to infinity and beyond. And I'm not going to rest until the last episode drops. So thank you so much for listening. Hope I can make you smile. So I love you guys. And just keep on listening. And we can make it that far. So, yeah. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe update. And I'll see you guys in 2023. See you then. Bye-bye.